Impulses are like the trunk of a plantain tree. When you strip off one leaf sheath after another, nothing remains, and you cannot lay hand on a core within. And yet we are so convinced of that core within us, the decision-making I, the seat of all these impulses, the organizer, controller, judge, initiator. Dependence upon conditions, impulses arise. Just that. And we experience continuity. We can exert choice, make effort. But at the core, nothing substantial. So just watch. Be present in whatever there is in your experience now of those impulses, the impulse to move, the way it grabs your attention. The way it feeds your sense of I. The insistence of that wish to move, wish to think about something. To pursue the pleasant, avert the unpleasant. All because it's so important to please I, me, mine. And the Buddha is saying, give up the I and the me and the mine and the pleasing it. Just dwell in the rising and falling away of these impulses. If we look at the volitions themselves, is there really an I there? Are we that coherent? So instead we can just be with that aspect of ourselves which can act. We can even direct our actions. So if we can do that, the Buddha suggests we direct them towards the truth.